I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Children vary in their development of speech and language skills in the early years of childhood. To talk about language delays and what sorts of screening and interventions seem to help is Dr. Michelle Macias. She's a professor of pediatrics and she's the director of the Division of Developmental Behavioral Pediatrics at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. Macias, tell us about the typical or normal speech and language milestones for kids in those early years of childhood.
We have a rough rule of thumb in which we know, most of us know, that a child's first word other than mama or dada is about a year of age. And so our rough rule of thumb is at 2 years, they should be combining two words. At 3 years, they should be combining three words. And 4 years, they should be combining four words.
And how common are delays in language during those early years?
Language delays are among the most common of any of the developmental domains, and about 7% of young children have a language delay.
What are some of the indications that a child may have some sort of delay in language and speech in the first couple of years of life?
Around a year of age, they should have their first word. They start with naming things, so nouns, and then by about 18 months, they would have maybe 10 words at least, and then by 2 years, they would be combining words and have about 50 words. So if they're not meeting those milestones, that's when we get concerned.
And what should a parent do if they have some concerns about a possible language delay?
We always say, bring that up to your pediatrician. The American Academy of Pediatrics has guidelines for screening of development, and it's recommended at 9, 18, and 30 months, along with autism screening at 18 and 24 months.
And is the pediatrician listening to the child's language, or this is something the parent helps with as far as the screening process?
Well, both. It's important to make observations of the child and how are they interacting and how are they using their nonverbal language as well, their eye gaze and such. But we really rely quite a bit on the parent report in assessing the child's development, including their language development.
And if it is concluded that indeed a child has language delays, what happens next?
If they're young, under 3 years of age, we refer to early intervention. Obviously, a speech-language pathologist is key if you find a child who has a language delay, as they're providing the direct intervention. However, we also rely a lot on interventions being done daily at home where the child is in their natural environment.
And what do these interventions look like? How are you encouraging a little child who is 1 year of age or 18 months of age to talk?
All beings are hardwired to communicate, but this is social interaction. So what we want to make sure of is that we're having plenty of social interactions with young children and that we are stimulating that language development. So we talk about the serve and return. The child serves. He may not have a word yet, but he may say something like, bah, and he looks at his bottle. And the parent says something, oh, right, that's your bottle. Here you go. And so it starts early on that way of really trying to scaffold or build on whatever language the child has. In addition, turn off your cell phone, turn off the screens, because babies and children rely on human interactions to learn language.
Dr. Macias, thanks for providing the information about possible speech and language delays in early childhood.
You're welcome, Bobby.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.